In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Randy was very good at fixing some things. But there are some things that no man can fix, no matter how hard he tried. Things that can't ever go back to the way they once were, work the way they once did. Broken promises, broken relationships, broken hearts, broken lives, broken bodies. Martha and Mary thought that Jesus himself could have fixed everything for them, fixed their brother Lazarus's broken body. And with Lazarus fixed, feeling better, their hearts also would have been fixed and better. They would have had more time with Lazarus, more time to share their lives with him, more time to say all the things that they wanted to say, that they needed to say. But time had run out. There was nothing left for them to say or to do. So much that was left unsaid, undone. And Jesus, who could have fixed everything for them, had come too late, it seemed. While they cried their tears, Jesus was far away. Why? Why had he not come and healed Lazarus when he could have? Why did he not heal Randy, fix him up, restore his strength, cut him loose from that breathing machine, that hunk of metal and plastic that he was stuck with? Were all the miracles that we hear about just religious sham? Something incredible to believe in, but never to see or receive for ourselves? Why was Jesus so far away when Randy, when we, needed him the most? You can imagine why Mary didn't come out to greet Jesus right away when he suddenly showed up for the funeral. You can imagine that she was hurt, even angry that Jesus hadn't come when it counted, hadn't come and fixed everything. But now there's nothing to do but offer condolences. Now Jesus shows up to steal the spotlight, preach some pretty religious promises. Now Martha must have felt some of the same when she told Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." She hoped from something from Jesus, even some comfort, if anything. So she says the right religious things that she thought she was supposed to say. And she thought she heard Jesus say the right religious things back. "Your brother will rise again." "Well, sure," Martha thought. "I know that on the last day of this world, on Judgment Day, everyone will rise from the dead. Someday, there'll be a happy ending. Someday, everything will be fixed and made right again. But not today. I'll see him someday. But he's gone until then." But Jesus will not let Martha, for one moment, think that her brother Lazarus was lost to the grave. Jesus will not let you despair that Randy, your father and your brother in Christ, is ever out of his life-giving hands. Jesus declares to us, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." It means that Jesus was not too late. Martha and Mary just didn't have the whole picture yet. Jesus the healer, Jesus the life giver, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, was on his way to make everything right again, to fix for good all that was broken, to win healing and life for Lazarus, for Martha, for Mary, for Randy, and for you. He could fix everything by going to the cross. You see, the day that Jesus died on the cross was the day that God's people have been waiting for. That was the day when Jesus took all of our pain, all of our brokenness, our broken promises, broken relationships, broken hearts, broken lives, broken bodies, all of that into himself. He let his body be broken, his heart be broken, let himself be stuck to a hunk of metal and wood so that we would be healed and set free. Everything made right. But that was not the end of Jesus. If the last that we saw of Jesus was a dead man, an ending, then we would have no hope of anything being made right ever again. Everything that we're doing today, everything that Randy hoped for and exhorted you to hope in and believe, all of this would just be a religious sham. Jesus would have been just another spiritual fraud, and Randy would deserve our pity. But that was not the end for Jesus. The day that Jesus died on the cross, he defeated death itself. He declared victory over the grave so that no one who believes in him would ever suffer death. Now, how do we know? We know because Jesus rose from the dead. His resurrection proves the truth of his cross. Jesus' resurrection of the dead is the proof of that victory. The grave could not hold him who is life himself. Death could not overcome Jesus, who is our unstoppable resurrection. Jesus walked out of that tomb free and untethered, healed and whole and alive. Not in fiction, not in religious fantasy, but an actual historical fact. Jesus rose from that grave 2,000 years ago, never to die again. Jesus lives, even now, and always will. He walked out of the tomb that day to bring his freedom and his life to Randy and to you. He walked out of that tomb to fix all this, to make everything healed and whole and new, like he never could have done had he not gone through death ahead of us. And because he went through death for us, rose to life for us, we know that he'll keep his promise to come back for us too. The last day of this world is coming, like Martha confessed. The last day when all the dead will rise. That day is coming when Jesus will make everything right forever. No more running out of time. No more broken hearts. Every single tear wiped away. Every single relationship restored in love. And the good of that day is for everyone who really wants it, who trusts Jesus to bring them to it, trusts Jesus like Randy did. Because Jesus lives, Randy's trust is vindicated. He deserves not our pity, but our respect. And so we follow Randy's example. What we cannot fix, Randy trusted that Jesus could and does and shall. He counted on Jesus' promise being true. And Randy knew that even now, even in these days, Jesus was not far away. Randy confessed the truth that his Redeemer lives for us still, and lives with us. You see, Jesus hasn't gone off away to heaven somewhere, far above all our problems and our grief and our pain, just to show up and preach some pretty religious promises and steal the spotlight and the glory. No. Jesus is never far off from us, even on our darkest days, even today. He never shows up too late because he's with us all along. On that day, long ago, Jesus wept with the grieving sisters. On this day, Jesus weeps with you. On that day, at Jesus' word of power, Lazarus lived again and lives still. And on this day, by Jesus' word of promise, Randy lives now and shall live again. Because it's just like Jesus told Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. In Jesus, Randy still lives, healed and whole, free from pain, free from fear, free from guilt, from shame, from sorrow. In Jesus, Randy lives in peace and joy and love. Love for Jesus and love for all of you. In Jesus, he now rests and waits for the day, that last day of this world, when Jesus will call him up out of his grave in a resurrection like Jesus' own, now free forever. Randy now lives and rests in Christ. But he's not gone, just like Jesus isn't gone. Randy is where Jesus is. And where is Jesus for you now? Where two or three are gathered in my name, Jesus says, there I am among them. We began our service today by gathering in exactly that name, the name that we gather in every Sunday here at church, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the name into which Randy was baptized. That means the living Jesus is here with the living Randy alongside him. That means Jesus is here for you. Now, this is more than just saying the right religious things. Jesus has more to give you than just his condolences. Jesus is here to give you forgiveness of all your sins and your regrets and your shame. Jesus is here to give you comfort and healing like nothing in this world can give. Jesus is here to give you that same immortal, death-destroying life that he's given to Randy. Jesus is here to give you the miracles of his own resurrection so that you would live. So that you would live again. Jesus is here to be with you now because he loves you. He's here to walk you through all of the joys, all of the sorrows, to walk with you through these hard days and these dark nights through the valley of the shadow of death. He knows what you're going through because he's with you now. And he's already carried your sins and your griefs on his shoulders before. And right now, this very moment, he's calling you closer to himself to comfort you with his spirit, to hold on to you tight, not let you go. In the days ahead, you may feel like Mary. Sometimes you stayed at home when Jesus came close, hurt, angry, wondering where Jesus was in all of this. In days of grief, it may be hard to get out of the house to go where Jesus is at church. But I can promise you, but Jesus will always be here for you. Jesus will be here, bringing Randy with him, so that you never need feel alone or abandoned. He'll be here to wipe away your tears, to give you healing and give you his strength and his life, fixing the things that no other man can, not even Randy. The living Jesus will be here so that you too would live with him and with Randy forever. No, Jesus is never too late. Just like he's been here for Randy, Jesus the crucified and risen, Jesus the healer, Jesus the life giver, is here now. And he will always be here for you. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We stand.